Parshas Pinchas, first pasuk, v'yadabra Hashem Moshe leimor, Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyin, heishiv es chamosim al b'nei Yisrael.
Has returned es chamosi, heis the anger of Hashem, mi'al b'nei Yisrael, from b'nei Yisrael, v'kano yes kinosi b'seichem, when he took the jealousy off me, b'seichem, in the middle of Klai Yisrael, v'lechilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kinosi, and therefore I did not destroy the b'nei Yisrael of my jealousy. In other words, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to destroy Klai Yisrael. But because what Pinchas did in the parasha before, that Pinchas took the kinois, he was jealous for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he went and he killed Zimri, and he killed Kosvi Bastur, since they were doing znus together, like the Lochris Kanoi and Poikimboi, he went and killed them. So therefore the pasuk says, Lochain Emor, therefore I say, Hinani Noisin Lo Yezbrisi Sholem, I'll give back a reward to Pinchas, I'll give him back my bris, my bound of peace. For Hoysa Loyu Lazaro Yachrov, it should be for him and his children afterwards, Bris Kuhuna Solem, that he was Zeicha for Kuhuna. Tachas Asher Kinei Leiloikov, because he took jealous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayichapra B'nei Yisrael, and he made forgiveness for Klai Yisrael. So the Kitzah, what the Psukim are saying here is, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to destroy the whole Klai Yisrael, but because of this Kanois, what Pinchas did, he went and killed out the people that were doing the Avera, he was the one that was Mechaper al B'nei Yisrael. He caused that there should be a forgiveness for the Klai Yisrael, and therefore they were not killed out, but rather they were Zeicha to Brisi Esholem. Now really the Zohar HaKadosh asked the question, like how do we see here that because of the Kapora of Pinchas, Klai Yisrael was saved? Like in the Pasha it says before that the Magefa took place and there were 24,000 Jews that were killed out. So maybe it was because of all the Rishonim that did the Avera were killed out. That's why there was a Kapora for Klai Yisrael. How do we know that it was only because of Pinchas, what he did, there was a Kapora for Klai Yisrael? And the Zohar HaKadosh answers that those 24,000 that were killed out, they were all from the Erev Rav. They were all from Shevet Shimon. Like Zimri, he was the Rosh, the head, one of the Roshes of Shevet Shimon. And the Erev Rav, when they were Mizgarim, after when they came out of Mitzrayim, they went and married the daughters of Shimon. Therefore, in Shevet Shimon, most of the Erev Rav was in Shevet Shimon. So it was the Erev Rav, they were the ones that did this Avodah Zarah. Like really, the Apostle before in Bullock says, Vatigren olom lezivchei Eloheim, vayoichal olom vayishtachabu Eloheim. It says the word Ha'om, the people, and the people always means the Erev Rav. It was really the Erev Rav, they were the ones that really bowed down and worshipped the Avodah Zarah and ate in front of them. So therefore, the fact that these 24,000 were killed out, that has nothing to do with Klai Yisrael. However, Klai Yisrael themselves, they did a little bit of the Chet, like the Pasuk says, Vayitzomed Yisrael of Alpor, that B'nai Yisrael, they did the Chet of Balpor. So Zohar wants to say it wasn't such a big Avera. Because Klai Yisrael thought to do the Avodah Zarah, what you had to do to Baal Por, was such a disgusting thing, like to open the backside to them and just let it out there, that Klai Yisrael thought they would really be mevazeh them. They were making fun of the Avodah Zarah. So really it wasn't such a big Avera. No, the Avera, the Mefarshim say really was, why B'nai Yisrael was not moicha upon them. Why didn't they stop the Erev Rav from doing the Avera? So therefore, from B'nai Yisrael itself, there was nobody that was killed. And really, Hashem was angry at them. Like, how come they did a little bit the chet of Baal Por? And how come they were not meicha? How come they didn't stop the other ones from doing the Avera? So really, because of this, Hashem was about to kill out the whole Klai Yisrael. But only because of the Maisa, what Pinchas did, that he took the kanois, he stood up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his Maisa was mechaper, forgave, took away HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, and made a kapara for Klai Yisrael. Now, at the beginning, the second pasuk, it says that Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyin heishif es chamosim mi'al b'nei Yisrael. He took off my anger from Klai Yisrael. So Rashi explains, like why does the pasuk have to be miyachas say that Pinchas was the son of Elozor and the son of Aaron HaKoyin? Rashi says, "Lefi shohoya hashvotim evazanoisayim." The shvotim were like making fun of Pinchas. Herisem ben Puti, ze shepitem avi imo yagolom lavoydezoro, for horag nosi shevet mi Yisrael. Like Pinchas, his mother was the daughter of Yisroi, that also worshipped avoydezoro. So how come you're being such a big shot now and killing out a nosi from shevet Yisrael? That's what they were complaining to Pinchas. Lefikach, therefore, Rashi says, Bohakose v'yichasoy achar Aaron. This is really the Gemara Sanhedrin that says like this. Therefore, the Pasuk comes and tells us that you should know, even though Pinchas' mother was from Yisroi, but Hakol Ponim, his father was Elazar, then Aaron Hakoin. Now, the Mefarshim asks a question here, like, first of all, why did the Shvatim go to make fun of Pinchas? The Chur, there's a lav haterah. You're not allowed to make fun of somebody. Just like there's an Isser Oino by Mekach HaMemchar, Kach Oino B'dvor, you're not allowed to say bad things to hurt somebody. Just V'darshinim Hoye Ben Gerim Lo Yoyim Aloy Zechor Maisa B'secho. If somebody is a ger, don't say remember how you were when you were a guy. There's a lava of a ger lo yisoynub lo yisachotzenu. You're not allowed to act in bed and hurt a ger. See, if so, how come here the Shvatim will make in front of Pinchas? And secondly, if there is a reason to make fun because his mother came from Yisrael, they worshipped Avodah Zarah, what is it going to help us, the fact that Torah says that his father had Yichus, Ben Aaron, Ben Elazar Ben Aaron, but still his mother was still from Yisrael, that still worshipped Avodah Zarah? So how does that help us to tell us about his father's Yichus, still he has his mother's Yichus? And maybe we could understand this, like really the way the Oil Yoel explains a little bit the Parsha here, that really we know what Pinchas did to go and kill Zimri. This is called a halacha v'yein merin kein, the Gemara Sanhedrin says. That means you're allowed to do it, but we don't teach people to do it. The halacha of kanoyim poikimbo means it bothers you if you see somebody else do this avera, the way a Jew is boiling aramoyis. So the halacha is that mitzad hadin, he's not mechuyiv misa, but if it bothers you so much, the kanoyis is so great in you, you're allowed to kill the person. So the question is like v'monoshach. What was so great about what Pinchas did here? The Pasuk says that Pinchas' action saved the whole Klal Yisrael, and because of that, it was a kapora, Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael. Like, what was so great about the action of Pinchas? It's only a halacha, v'ein merin kein. That means if you want, you're allowed to do it. But we don't even teach this to other people. So if we don't even teach it to other people to do a thing like this, to go and kill these people, how come Pinchas' maestro was so great, and because of that, it saved the whole Klal Yisrael? And the pshat he explains is that really the reason why there's such halachi of halacha v'in merin kein is because when a person takes this kanois, that means you can't stand the way somebody else is doing an avera. It depends now, why don't you like it? There could be a lot of reasons why you don't like it. Stam, you don't like the person, you'd like to kill the person, you don't think he's nice. That alone will not give you a heta to kill the person. The pshat is that the pasuk says, Oyevei Hashem sinaru. The people that love Hashem hate bid. In other words, you have to hate the bid. You have to hate the fact that somebody is doing an avera only totally because you love Hashem. Because your lev is dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love Hashem so much that it bothers you so much the fact that somebody is doing something wrong in the eyes of Hashem. So to know how great your lev is, your heart is, does it really bother you, l'shem shamayim, or does it bother you for other purposes? There can't be stam halacha to say you're allowed to go kill the person, because it depends upon every individual's heart. Therefore, the halacha is halacha v'yein merin kein. If you're at this great madrega, that kanoyim poikim boy, that for you, you're at the madrega, that the reason why you're going to kill the person that's doing the avera is because you have total kinas Hashem, it bothers you for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, your avas Hashem, your love for Hashem is so great that it bothers you to see the bad that somebody else is doing, then you have the right to go and kill the person. So that's why it was so great, this mice of Pinchas, that if the Torah was made, the Torah says, what Pinchas did was right, and because of his kanois, he was zeich of a brisi sholem, he like brings peace on the world, it shows us that Pinchas did it totally 100% l'shem shemayim. He did not have any own purposes why to kill him. He wasn't jealous of the person for the person's sake, but only totally because he had so much love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he couldn't take the way some bad was done. And this is a tremendous, tremendous maisa to do. Now therefore, it was so great, his action, that his action caused that Hashem should forgive the whole Klal Yisrael because of such a Maaseh Mitzvah that was done. Now the pshat why the Shvatim now were coming to make fun of Pinchas, like they didn't only mean it to make fun or to do over the lav of Loisainu, of saying bad things, but could be they meant it truly. Like the Loch of Kanoyim Poikimbo just says, you're allowed to do it totally L'Shem Shemayim. But they started to make fun of Pinchas, like to say, who said you did it L'Shem Shemayim? Who said you killed out these people that were doing Avodah Zorah and were doing Znus? Maybe you yourself liked it? Because your mother also came from Yisroi that had Shaykhah to Avodah Zorah and to Znus. So therefore, maybe you didn't do it L'Shem Shemayim. And if you didn't do it L'Shem Shemayim, then you called a Hori. Then you're called a killer. You have no right to kill them out. So that's what the Shvatim will come in to complain to Pinchas. Who said you had a right really to kill him? Who said you did it L'Shem Shemayim? Therefore, the Gemara says, you should know that even though true from his mother's side is that way, but he still had a tremendous hashpah from his father's side. His father's midas came from Aaron HaKohen. That Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol, he brought Shalom on the world, he was Shalom ben Hashem and ben Klal Yisrael, he was for sure doing things L'Shem Shemayim. So the Pasuk is being miyachas to tell us you should know, like Hashem is being made that when Pinchas did this action of killing Zimri, he did it totally L'Shem Shemayim, just like Aaron HaKohen did the mitzvahs. So therefore it was a tremendous action what Pinchas did, and because of this action, it came out that Klal Yisrael had the kapara. And that's why right away the Pasuk says that Lochein Emor Hinini Noisin Lo Yes Brisi Shalom. I'm going to give him peace. In other words, to show that this action that Pinchas did had nothing to do with killing Zimri. It wasn't the Maisa Riga of Stam killing. Because if it was a Maisa of killing, he would not be Zeichet to have Shalom. But rather it was a total Maisa Mitzvah that he did. He did a total L'Shem Shemayim. He did it totally to bring peace between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. In other words, he loved Hashem so much that him it bothered so much that people did ra. And like Mefarshim say, it was a kapora for Bnei Yisrael, because how come Bnei Yisrael themselves should have been moicha? Like it was a taina upon Klal Yisrael. If they saw the avera being done by Zimra, how come they themselves were not moicha? How come they themselves didn't talk up and stop him from doing it? So that was Klal Yisrael's chet avera that they didn't stop them. Now Pinchas went ahead and did the action that he did that made peace between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Therefore he was zeicha l'brisi shalom, and therefore he was zeicha for bris kunas olam, that he was zeicha to be the Kohen Gadol. Because the pshat for the Kohen Gadol is also that he brings shalom between Adam and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's mechaper, the union of a Kohen is, he's mechaper for Klal Yisrael. So here also Pinchas caused this kapara, therefore he was zeicha to become a Kohen. Now in the Zohar, it says another reason why the Pasuk says twice, like Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Like, why does it say twice, Pinchas the son of Elazar and the son of Aaron HaKohen? And the Zohar says that the story was, what happened here was, that when Pinchas went into the tent of Zimri, when he went to kill him, so it says that thousands of Bnei Shevet Shimon came out and wanted to kill Pinchas. So it says Pinchas got scared, he was very afraid. And it says, Porcha Nishmosai, really his neshama was about to leave him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent into him two neshamais, Shel Nadav Yaviyu. At that time, at the time when Pinchas was by the tent of Zimri about to kill him, when his neshama was about to leave him, Hashem sent into him the neshama of Nadav Yaviyu. V'nichnas begufay. V'yoseshur, at that time, when these two neshamas went into Pinchas, then he was zeichet to become the Kohen Gadol. Even though up until now, like Rashi brings down, he wasn't a Kohen, because when Aaron had the Mashiach, it was only Aaron and his children, and Pinchas wasn't included. But now, by this Maisa, when he went to kill out Zimri, he was zeicha now to become a Kohen Gadol. And the way the Zohar learns is, because now the two Nishamas of Nadav Aviyu came into him. So that's why the Pasuk says, like, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron. Like, right now, he became come out like the son of Aaron HaKohen, because the two Nishamas of Aaron HaKohen's children, of Nadav Yaviyu, went into Pinchas. And the Be'er Moshe once explained, like it's mashma, that what Pinchas did now was the kapora, was the forgiveness for the chet of Nadav Yaviyu. Therefore now the two nishamas of Nadav Yaviyu were able to come down again into Pinchas. So he explains that, like the Gemara says, that the chet of Nadav Yaviyu was that Amoran Ervin says, that they passed in the shayla in front of Moshe, and they did not ask him. As even though the halachas were there, halacha v'yein merin kein, still they should have went first to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. And they didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu, that was their chet. Now over here by Pinchas, Pinchas was also the same halacha. This halacha of Kanoim Poigim, but they had a right to kill them because it bothered him so much, is halacha v'yein merin kein. But still, like Rashi brings down before, at the end of Bullock, before Pinchas went to kill Zimri, he went to first ask Moshe Rabbeinu, can I do it? Do I have rishus to do it? Like he said, even though this is the halacha, like Rashi brings down before, at the end of Bullock in Pasuk Zion, that it says, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin. So Rashi says, Ro Maisa v'nisker halacha, Omalei l'Moshe, Mekoblani mimcho ha'boyel aramis kanoyim poikimboy. That if a Jew has bia, and lives with an Aramis, if it bothers somebody, a Kanois, he's allowed to go kill him. So he asked Moshe, like, should I do it or not? Is Omaloi, so Moshe Rabbeinu answered back to him and said, Kuraina de Yagar to Iyu Lehebe Pervaka. If the one like started a talk that's talking about it, you should go and do it. So here Pinchas first asked permission from Moshe Rabbeinu, then he went to kill him. So this was called the Kapara, forgiveness of the Chet of Nadav Yaviyu. Therefore, at this point now, Pinchas was Zeicha to the Neshama of Nadav Yaviyu, and that's why he was Zeicha now to have this bris to become a Kohen Gadol. Now, what we see from this parsha is that here Pinchas was a Kanoi. Like, he did things, he stopped other people from doing an Averis, and bothered them a lot, like made a tumult. He went and even killed them. Now, usually by Kanois, people always say Kanoim just make trouble. They just make fights. And here we see just the opposite. Here we see that because of Pinchas, because of the Maisa Kanois that he did, he was zeichet to have a bris of shalom. He was zeichet to have peace. So from here we see that if somebody makes fights or causes something, l'shem shemayim, he does it totally for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we spoke about before, that oyevay Hashem sinu ro, that people that love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of their total love to Hashem, it bothers them so much when they see people doing ra. And that's why they have kanois. That's why it bothers them. That's why they do things to stop the ra that only brings shalom. You have to know that only brings peace involved. Because you're going to wipe out the rishis, the ra, the averis, that cause destruction in the world. And by you wiping out the destruction, you only bring upon yourself and the world shalom, peace, the way Pinchas did. Now this inyan we also see later, right away, that the next pasuk, Tezayin says in Yuzayin, Rav Yadav Rav Shema Moshe Leimor, Tzorer es ha-Midyonim v'ikise Moshem. Like, go and fight Midyon and wipe them out. Ki tzorerim heim lochem b'nechleyem asher nichlu lochem al dvar p'or v'al dvar kozbi bas nosi Midyon achoysem ha-mukeb yom ha-magef al dvar p'or. The Pasuk is saying now that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go and have Muhammad have war against Midyan and kill them out. Why? Because they did bad things to us. What did they do to us? They caused us to worship Avodah Zarah of Baal Por, and they caused us to have Znus. So because of the Averis, the bad things that they made us do, for that purpose we have to go and kill them out now. And Rashi says, even though really Moyev was also involved, but the Pasuk does not say to kill out Moyev, Rashi says mifnei Rus, shoy sasidu lotes mihem kademin bobakama. That since Rus was going to come out of Moyev, there wasn't a tzivu now to kill out Moyev, just to go and kill out the Midyonim. And really from this, the Gemara dashins in Sanhedrin, that minayin atoimer, how do we know to say, that shekol hamachte yes odom, if somebody causes you to do an avera, causes you to do something bad, is kosher min horgoi. That person is worse than if he would have killed you. Because somebody that kills somebody else, you just kill that person in this world. But that person will go to Olam Habo. But if somebody causes other people to do averis, you know what you're doing to those other people? You're killing that person both in this world and in the next world. You're taking him away from Olam Habo. That's what we see here by the Midyonim here, that the Midyon did not come to kill out Klai Yisrael, did not come to fight us. They only came with the bad Eitzes, the bad counsel, that they wanted us to do Averis. They wanted us to be Ovid Baal Por. They wanted us to have Znus. And really we find in Chazal, that Chazal say, there were two umayis kodmo Yisroel becherif. There were two nations that came to kill out Klal Yisroel, came to fight us with a sword. That was Mitzrayim and Edom. Shenemar means Amsukim, and it says two different nations came by Vera. Two different nations didn't come to kill us out. They just came to make us do Averus, make us do Chatoim. That was Ammon and Moav. So what do we know? What does the Pesukim say about this? Al Elu Shekodmu Becherav, these two nations that came to kill us out, the Pesuk just says, Lo'etisoyev Adoimi, Lo'etisoyev Mitzri. We're not allowed to hate the Adoimi, we can't hate the Mitzri. But if they're Mizgayir, they could come into Klal Yisrael. Ma'ashen Kein, Ammon and Moav, the Pesuk says, Therefore we see that the Mitzrayim that killed out Klal Yisrael, the punishment back to them is not so bad. Their children could come into Klal Yisrael. Ma'ashen Kein, Ammon and Moav, that they didn't go to kill us. All they did was lahachdi b'nei Yisrael. They just came with their bad counsel, with their bad advice. They wanted us to do chatoyim, to ruin us. That's worse. And because of that, they can't come into Klal Yisrael at all. In other words, a person that comes to make other people do averus, that's worse than killing him, because you're taking him away both from this world and from the next world. So here, like we see, like we're learning out from Pinchas, that this inyan of kanoyim poikimbo, that oyevei Hashem sinuro, that somebody that really loves Hashem, he hates ra, he hates averu, he hates somebody that causes other people to do averus. He can't take it. He understands this inyan, like the Chazal is saying here. That if you are machti another person, you cause other people to do averis, it's worse than killing him. Your mamish taking him away from Ibn Ulam Abu. And that's why by Moav and Midian here, that the Torah says, kill them out, wipe them out now, and their children can never come into Klal Yisrael, because their rishis war, they went to do averis to Klal Yisrael. They wanted us also to do averis. And that's the inyan of kanoyim poikimbo, a person that does a total l'shem shemayim, he has a right as his kanoyis, to kill out these people, to wipe out this Ra, as if to say he loves Hashem so much that the Ra he can't take, he just has to wipe it out. And like we said before, the Pshat and Rashi, that the reason why the Pasuk is coming to be Miyachas, Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron, to show that Pinchas had the Midas Tevois of Aaron HaKohen. That we know Aaron's Midas was, he was Oyev Shalom, he loved peace, for Roidev Shalom, he ran after peace, and he loved the people. In other words, because of love for people, that you want to make shalom between people, one another, between Jews, one another, you want to make shalom, peace between Hashem and us. Machmas the Ava, machmas the love for peace, did it bother him when he saw Ra, when he saw bad? So it was because of the midas of Ahava that came out real, true, kanois, to wipe out the Ra. And that's why that was the midah of a Kohanim, of midas of Ahava, and with that the Zeicher with Brisi Sholem. Because what caused this Kanois was his 100% Ahavas Hashem. His love to Hashem, his love to make other people, Korav Lashem, to be Mekar of them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make Sholem between them. And that's the Avoid of Kohanim, that's the Avoid of Sholem. To love people and to be Mekar of them, L'Teira. Now in the Pirkei de Reb Eleza, he says that Pinchas hu Eliyahu. Pinchas really is Eliyahu Anovi. That Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato Nosata Sholom Ben Yisrael Beni Be'elam Hazeh, you caused that there should be peace between me, Hashem, and Klal Yisrael, is Af Losad Lovi, Ve'yemaisa Mashiach, Ato She'osad Litim Sholom Beni Lvein B'nei Yisrael. That you'll be the one to also cause peace then. Shenema the Pasuk says, Hine Anochi Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu Anov Levnei Bo Yom Hashem Agodol, it's b'schus zeh that Pinchas now did this kanoyis to make shalom between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, will also be zeichah with Eliyahu Hanavi to also to bring shalom on Klal Yisrael. And will the sefer from the Rizal says in the sefer Agagulim that the pshat from Eliyahu Atishbi is that Yiforish Kusyis v'Yiboyis Losit. That like all the takers in the Gemara, when Eliyahu Hanavi will come to answer all the questions that we have. And the pshat is v'oz yir shalom bein tamid chachamim. Then there'll be peace and shalom between the tamid chachamim. So that's the pshat when Eliyahu Hanavi will be zeicha to bring shalom later. This, with this bris that Pinchas was zeicha now, hinei noisa in law, he has brisi shalom. No, so it could be good, the pasuk that it says, like, the first pasuk it says, Mi'al b'nei Yisrael, Bekano yes kinosi b'seichom, that he took nekoma b'seichom in the middle of Klai Yisrael. Like, why does the pasuk have to say b'seichom in the middle? And it could be now the pshat is that Pinchas's kanois made it that there's a bris sholem in the middle of Klai Yisrael. In other words, this bris, this sholem, is always here in Klai Yisrael. Like, we always have Eliyahu Hanavi. Pinchas Eliyahu Hanavi says kanois made something that b'seichom, that in the middle of Klai Yisrael we always have this gula, we always have somebody to be malamed chus upon us to help us to bring sholem, which is Eliyahu Hanavi. Now there's a Medrash Rabbah over here that says that on the pasuk of Lachain Emor, Hinani Noisin Lo Yez Brisi Shalom, I'm going to give like Pinchas reward. I'm going to give him back this bris of Shalom. So the Medrash Rabbah says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bedin Hu Sheyitul Sarai. It's Bedin, he deserves to receive reward for this mitzvah that he did. So also before Shem asked the question, like, what is the Medrash saying? Of course, we know there's a klal, you get tchar for mitzvahs. Even though it's tchar b'hayal molekah, but we all know in Elam Haboy you get reward for all the mitzvahs you did. So what is the pasuk saying like here? The Medrash is saying, "Bedinhu shi'itul chari." He deserves to get reward for what he did. So some of us want to learn the pshat is that by a lot of mitzvahs we don't do it l'shem shemayim so much. We do it for our own sake. We have enjoyment from the mitzvah. We look like a big tzaddik. We receive covet for it. We receive respect back for it. So it could be because of all these things that we do the mitzvah, maybe we don't really deserve schar reward for doing it. However, here by Pinchas, like we spoke out before, his maisa was a maisa of total l'shem shemayim. He did not do for his own sake. It was only done for the avas Hashem. So if you do a mitzvah like this totally for avas Hashem, for sure and for sure it's bedinu that you are the one to deserve reward for it. The disciple wants to explain a little bit differently. Like we know, the Mishnah says, "Elu dvorim shadom eicha poyoselim b'olam hazeh, va'keren kayemas le'olam habo." There are certain mitzvahs that you do that you get poyoselim b'olam hazeh. You receive some reward in this world, but the keren kayemas, the main reward is in olam habo. And those are mitzvahs of chesed. If you do something to one another, you help somebody else. You do chesed, kindness to one another. So the same way you help the other person now in olam hazeh, you'll receive reward back right away in Erlam Hazer also. That's the pshat from Eichel Perusein B'Erlam Hazer. So he wants to explain here also by the mice of Pinchas, that the fact Pinchas went to kill out Zimri, you could think that he just did a mice of Kanois, but he didn't help us out Klai Yisrael at all. There was no positive gain to Klai Yisrael. And that's a mistake, because as the Pasuk says, it was because of this mice that Pinchas did that it caused Sholem, that Hashem took away his anger, and he saved Klai Yisrael. So the whole Klai Yisrael received a tremendous amount of chesed. We received our lives because of Pinchas. Because if his Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saved us and was Mechaper for us. So it comes out that the Maisa of Pinchas was a tremendous chesed, tremendous kindness to the rest of Klai Yisrael. So that's what the Medrash means to say. That it's Bedinhu that Pinchas deserves to get his reward right now in Olam Hazeh, because of the klal of Elu Dvarim Shadom Eichel Parasein Ve'Elam Hazeh. If you do something kind to help out other people, you deserve to receive some reward right away.
Then Perek Chavav starts off that Vahi Achrei HaMageifa Vayemir Hashem HaMoshe Ve'Lozer Ben Aaron HaKoyin Leymor Su Es Reish Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Go and count again the Klal Yisrael Mi Ben Esrim Shana V'Malah, from 20 years and older, Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael. That it says, "Vayidaber Moshe v'Lozer v'Akoyin Oisam be'Avos Moed v'Yad Rech Leimor v'Ben Esrim Shana v'Malaka Shetzivur Hashem Es Moshe v'Nei Yisrael Hayotze Mi'Aretz Mitzrayim." You should count them the same way Hashem commanded you to do when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi says from the Medrash Tanchuma, like, why did Hashem tell them to count again Klal Yisrael? It's like a marshal L'Roya Shenichnasu Zevim Utrech Edroy, or shepherd. That it happened that a wolf came in the middle of the flock of sheep and killed a lot of them, and now he wanted to count to see how many was left over. See, also, after the Magefa, he wanted to count them over again to see how many was left over. Another pshat was, that Kishayosu Mitzrayim v'nimtzru l'Moshe, when they went out of Mitzrayim, that was the time that Hashem gave them over to Moshe. He gave it to them b'minyan. Achshav now, Shekorav Lomus, when Moshe was about to die, ul'achzir oitzoynim achzir b'minyan. Like he was about to give back the flock of sheep back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he counted them again now before he was mace.
And really, the Svas Emes wants to explain, like the Smichus, of what's going on here, these parshas one after another, that it starts off the Indian that Pinchas became the Kohen Gadol, and then the mitzvah of Tzoras and Midyonim, that we have to go now to kill out the Midyonim, and the Indian of the new minion, the new counting right now, and then right away the Ptirus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is all the introduction, like before Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Alright, turn over.